This is the reading for October 10th, Ezekiel chapter 3. Then the Lord said to me, "Human, eat what you find, eat this scroll, then go and speak to the people of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. He said to me, "Human, eat this scroll which I am giving you, and fill your stomach with it." Then I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said to me, "Human, go to the people of Israel and speak my words to them. You are not being sent to people whose speech you can't understand, whose language is difficult. You are being sent to Israel. You are not being sent to many nations whose speech you can't understand, whose language is difficult, whose words you cannot understand. If I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Israel will not be willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. Yes, all the people of Israel are stubborn and will not obey. See, I now make you as stubborn and as hard as they are. I am making you as hard as a diamond, harder than stone. Don't be afraid of them or be frightened by them, though they are a people who turn against me." Also he said to me, "Human, believe all the words I will speak to you and listen carefully to them. Then go to the captives, your own people, and say to them, 'The Lord God says this.' Tell them this, whether they listen or not." Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a loud rumbling sound behind me saying, "Praise the glory of the Lord in heaven." I heard the wings of the living creatures touching each other and the sound of the wheels by them. It was a loud rumbling sound. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away. I was unhappy and angry, and I felt the great power of the Lord. I came to the captives from Judah who lived by the Kibar River at Tel Abib. I sat there 7 days where these people lived, feeling shocked. After 7 days, the Lord spoke his word to me again. He said, "Human, I now make you a watchman for Israel. Anytime you hear a word from my mouth, warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, 'You will surely die,' you must warn them so they may live. If you don't speak out to warn the wicked to stop their evil ways, they will die in their sin, but I will hold you responsible for their death. If you warn the wicked and they do not turn from their wickedness or their evil ways, they will die because of their sin, but you will have saved your life. Again, those who do right may turn away from doing good and do evil. If I make something bad happen to them, they will die. Because you have not warned them, they will die because of their sin, and the good they deal will not be remembered. But I will hold you responsible for their deaths. But if you have warned those good people not to sin, and they do not sin, they will surely live because they believed the warning, and you will have saved your life." Then I felt the power of the Lord there. He said to me, "Get up and go out to the plain. There I will speak to you." So I got up and went out to the plain. I saw the glory of the Lord standing there, like the glory I saw by the Kibar River, and I bowed face down on the ground. Then the Spirit entered me and made me stand on my feet. He spoke to me and said, "Go shut yourself up in your house. As for you, human, the people will tie you up with ropes so that you will not be able to go out among them. Also, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so you will be silent. You will not be able to argue with the people, even though they turn against me. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you will say to them, 'The Lord God says this.' Those who will listen, let them listen. Those who refuse, let them refuse, because they are a people who turn against me." Ezekiel chapter 4. Now, human, get yourself a brick, put it in front of you, and draw a map of Jerusalem on it. Then surround it with an army, build battle works against the city and a dirt road to the top of the city walls. Set up camps around it and put heavy logs in place to break down the walls. Then get yourself an iron plate and set it up like an iron wall between you and the city. Turn your face toward the city as if to attack it, and then attack. This is a sign to Israel. Then lie down on your left side and take the guilt of Israel on yourself. Their guilt will be on you for the number of days you lie on your left side. I have given you the same number of days as the years of the people's sin. So you will have the guilt of Israel's sin on you for 390 days. After you have finished these 390 days, lie down a second time on your right side. You will then have the guilt of Judah on you. I will give it to you for 40 days, a day for each year of their sin. Then you will look toward Jerusalem, which is being attacked. With your arm bare, you will prophesy against Jerusalem. I will put ropes on you so you cannot turn from one side to the other until you have finished the days of your attack on Jerusalem. Take wheat, barley, beans, small peas, and millet seeds, and put them in one bowl and make them into bread for yourself. You will eat it the 390 days you lie on your side. You will eat 8 ounces of food every day at set times. You will drink about 2/3 of a quart of water every day at set times. Eat your food as you would eat a barley cake, baking it over human dung where the people can see. Then the Lord said, in the same way Israel will eat unclean food among the nations where I forced them to go. But I said, no, Lord God, I have never been made unclean. From the time I was young until now, I've never eaten anything that died by itself or was torn by animals. Unclean meat has never entered my mouth. Very well, he said, then I will give you cow's dung instead of human dung to use for your fire to bake your bread. He also said to me, human, I am going to cut off the supply of bread to Jerusalem. They will eat the bread that is measured out to them, and they will worry as they eat. They will drink water that is measured out to them, and they will be in shock as they drink it. This is because bread and water will be hard to find. The people will be shocked at the sight of each other, and they will become weak because of their sin.
Chapter 16.
With this letter, I'm introducing Phoebe to you. She is our sister in the Christian faith and a deacon of the church in the city of Sintra. Give her a Christian welcome that shows you are God's holy people. Provide her with anything she may need because she has provided help to many people, including me. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my co-workers in the service of Christ Jesus. They risked their lives to save me. I'm thankful to them, and so are all the churches among the nations. Also greet the church that meets in their house. Greet my dear friend Epaenetus. He was the first person in the province of Asia to become a believer in Christ. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junius, who are Jewish by birth like me. They are prisoners like me and are prominent among the apostles. They also were Christians before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the service of the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in the service of Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, a true Christian. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, who is Jewish by birth like me. Greet those Christians who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet Tryphaena and Tryphosa, who've worked hard for the Lord. Greet dear Persis, who has worked very hard for the Lord. Greet Rufus, that outstanding Christian, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all God's people who are with them. Greet each other with a holy kiss, and the churches of Christ greet you. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to watch out for those people who create divisions and who make others fall away from the Christian faith by teaching doctrine that is not the same as you've learned. Stay away from them. People like these are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own desires by their smooth talk and flattering words. They deceive unsuspecting people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, and this makes me happy for you. I want you to do what is good and to avoid what is evil. The God of peace will quickly crush Satan under your feet. May the goodwill of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, greets you. So do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, who are Jewish by birth like me. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, send you Christian greetings. Gaius greets you. He is host to me and the whole church. Erastus, the city treasurer, greets you. Quartus, our brother in the Christian faith, greets you. God can strengthen you by the good news and the message I tell about Jesus Christ. He can strengthen you by revealing the mystery that was kept in silence for a very long time, but now is publicly known. The everlasting God ordered that what the prophets wrote must be shown to the people of every nation to bring them to the obedience that is associated with faith. God alone is wise. Glory belongs to Him through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.